joining us now to talk some high school sports, UWF, and more. And, you know, he's also a really good family man who made the trip for his family's anniversary. I forget to call my mom, and my mom texts me like, it was my birthday. I'm just kidding, but it is her birthday coming up. Brian Lesser joining us to talk a little local sports, and always great to get his perspective. He wrote a book as well with Finley, and having an opportunity there in college. But Brian, how's everything going, buddy?
Not too bad. How are you doing, Chad?
You know, the real answer, I'm just going to say I'm doing peaches right now. it's been a long day. There's good days and bad days, but I always keep a smile, or at least on the outside. But overall, I wanted to ask you the question about, you know, with UWF right now, let's start that off. You were really at the foreground last year during COVID when a lot of people were locked up. And it's so funny because Florida, people think, you know, the panhandle, and a lot of people are ignorant. We are also to, like, if we said Wyoming, if you said, you know, two different cities like Laramie and Cheyenne, we might be like, oh, are they pals? And they could be 7 hours apart. We don't know. But the same way where you dealt with a lot of people from places like Key West and down in Fort Myers to Blountstown, they were like, let's play. And the other ones were like locked up with their tanks going down the road and not doing anything. So you really kept everything in perspective when high school was going on. But when it came down to UWF and getting those seeds, you've dealt with a lot of seeding procedures. Brian, is there anything you can say that we haven't already said of why UWF didn't get the bye when they deserved it?
Man, you know, that's a great question. And, you know, the seeding thing with the NCAA is always really interesting because obviously they have this set of criteria they're supposed to follow or whatever. But, you know, I've seen people, you know, talk about leaving that human element out of it when you're trying to make that ultimate decision on how you seed teams. And I think the human element has to be a big part of it. You have to look at that more because obviously UWF, they beat Valdosta State. You know, Valdosta was the number one team in the region. UWF beat them. I was very surprised they didn't get the number one seed because of the fact of what they did against Valdosta. But, you know, it's just the NCAA does weird things sometimes. I mean, for some reason they don't look at things the way they should. But it makes no sense when you beat the team that still ends up as the number one seed in the playoffs.
Looking right now at what's going on from a high school level, how big of an impact are you seeing the impact? You're around a lot more high school kids than we are. We're stuck up here in the booth a lot of times. But when it comes down to it, you're at all these different high schools. Do you see the impact that UW football is making on the school and athletics in general around the high school area?
I mean, I think, you know, kids seem to pay attention to it more. You look at the camps that UWF hosts, especially in football and basketball. You know, the kids go to those camps and they want to, they're on campus and they see the success that UWF has in all sports. And, you know, they want to be a part of it, you know, and obviously it's not for everyone, but just the fact that the kids do know that university is out there and has success and, you know, everyone wants to play for a winner. And I think kids, you know, they want that chance to go play for the Argos. I know in soccer, you know, the club teams, you know, a lot of those kids end up going to UWF. And so it's really interesting how much just that school has impacted the high school area because the kids pay attention more, especially in football with the last 5 years and what they've done at UWF football. The kids just, you know, they want to be a part of it. I've been to some of those camps in the summer, and there are a ton of kids, and especially you've seen it too on the weekends when recruits are out there watching the football games at Blue Wahoo Stadium. You know, it really shows just how much kids pay attention now to UWF from not only this area but across the state.
Hey, Brian, this is Brennan. I'm with Chad today just on his radio show, and I was just I know that you cover high school sports, and I was just, you know, curious here about your thoughts on this. We have a few teams, you know, local high school teams, obviously in the playoffs right now. And one of them that really sticks out, I'd say, is Pine Forest. They've had a great season. I mean, just a great year. And I mean, how far can you see them going in the playoffs? Talent wise.
You know, I think Pine Forest is probably as good as any team in this area. You know, they're traditionally always a really good football program. Navarre has played them in the past. And, you know, Pine Forest always comes to play. They have great, great athletes on both sides of the football. And, you know, we've seen teams in this area make runs before at state. And I think Pine Forest seems to have the pieces in place just based on what they've done in the regular season, you know, and they seem to have that kind of football team that could make a run. And just because of that talent they have and, you know, the competition they face. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all if Pine Forest is, you know, going all the way to at least the Final Four and maybe playing for a state championship, because this area tends to produce great football teams. And, you know, it was a little down this year because the number of teams that made it into the playoffs in this area. But still, if anyone can take the Panhandle banner all the way to the state, it would be probably Pine Forest.
Thank you.
When it comes down to looking at a lot of the other sports, you've covered so many great athletes, and I love going to some of these banquets and learning more, because we understand that college football and the NFL is king when it comes to national attention, but there's so many great athletes in this area, from swimming and diving to soccer. You know, what Emily did there at Navarre was incredible. She broke records, and I know, Brian, you covered a lot of that, but when, you know, is there anyone right now that people out there listening to really maybe pay attention to, because we do have more access. There are more people covering it on streams, on broadcasts like we do, all the different networks. You know, we're a big family when we see it. We're not the Navarre Press or ESPN Pensacola. It doesn't matter. We're all part of the family of trying to give stuff out there to people so they can get the information. But, Brian, are there people out there that we maybe need to pay attention at the high school level that are that good that are going to go on to stardom?
You know, I think one kid that comes to mind that, you know, I saw get to play this year, Milton's Raymond Cottrell. He's a really good athlete, based on just how he plays that wide receiver position. I know he's going to go D1 somewhere. He really sticks out at the top of my mind as far as kids I've seen play. You know, as far as other guys go, I mean, I've seen a lot of great athletes. No one, Rachel Leggett is another one. Obviously, her brother played at Clemson, and we all know what he did with winning the national title there. Rachel Leggett, probably going to be a great college basketball player somewhere after this season. So those are two athletes that come to mind just off the top of my head that, you know, you're going to see go on and play great at the next level.
Now, Drew's crying a little. He's 7-0 in shuffleboard. My grandmother has a place down the road, but you did not mention him. He's going to be okay about it, but he's a little disappointed.
I am
there,
well beyond high school, so don't worry.
It's okay. He'll get over it, right?
He's lying about me.
But, hey, Brian, always great. How was the trip, by the way? Everything good?
Oh, yeah, really good. Got to see some snow, which isn't anything new to me growing up in Midwest, but I didn't get to see some snow this weekend, so I guess I can say that. But it's definitely a lot warmer here.
Don't let all the Southerners know I used to talk Wicked Awesome Pack and Cal like that. So we don't want to scare people around here. But when it comes down to it, do you feel – I asked Coach Shinnick this question, but because he coached at Azusa Pacific, and he also coached at UNC Pembroke, where he built the program from scratch. But – is the Gulf South Conference the best conference you've ever covered when it comes to college? Because being in Findlay and having an opportunity, you know, Drew from Indiana, you're from up in the Midwest area or mid-central Midwest, and being up from Boston, we're not the people that are going to come down here with a bias. But frankly, Valdosta, to me, that Valdosta and UWF game, I know you weren't there, but to me, that is the pathway after watching Ferris State, Indiana, PA, of who's going to go. Do you feel that way as well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the Gulf South Conference is clearly one of the best conferences in Division II football and really all of college athletics. I mean, just the fact, like you said, Valdosta and UWF, I'd be very surprised if one of those teams isn't playing for the national championship, you know, next month. And really across all sports, the Gulf South is a very tough conference, but really in football, what we have, 3-4 teams from that conference ranked in the region, you know, ranked nationally. And, you know, when you're in that kind of position, it really speaks volumes about how great your conference really is.
Well, Brian, appreciate the time. As always, look forward to doing this again at 5:30 next Wednesday, and have yourself a blessed day.
Hey, you too, Chad. Take care.